Good evening, Dr. Sayre, dictating a six-minute walk test on Tammy Sayre, S-A-Y-R-E. On 11/11/25, Mrs. Sayre performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98% period. Patient walked 331 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11/11/25, Mr. Mulligan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/15/25. There's a no significant change period. In paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and James King. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 11/11/25, Mr. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired period. There was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/7/25, there has been an improvement period. New paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda. Story, S-T-O-R-I-E. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11/11/25, Mrs. Story performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/11/25, there has been improvement period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11/11/25, Mrs. Phillips performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators other than the normalization of the forced vital capacity, probably effort-related period, compared to a prior study dated 8/5/25. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and James Krikscham, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-M. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11/11/25, Mr. James performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/8/25, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Thank you.